Widespread cloud adoption may be slower than agencies expected, according to them. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is here to explain. Good to see you. Thank you for being here today.
Always a pleasure.
What is taking so long with FedRAMP? What's the problem?
Well, GSA and OMB had hoped to have these final requirements for FedRAMP out by June. Well, June's almost over.
Yes.
They're not out yet.
Right.
And two sources tell me the goal is now sometime between August and October, which is a pretty wide time frame here.
Yeah.
So it could be as late summer or early fall.
It's like 90 days.
It's like 90 days. One source tells me it's not so much a delay as the interagency group received a ton of industry comments, and it took longer to review those comments and come to a consensus from all three agencies on which roles will apply for the low and moderate levels. Now, just as a reminder, FedRAMP is the process by which agencies will ask vendors to submit their cloud services to go through a certification and accreditation process for low and moderate security levels as defined by the National Institute of Standards and Technology. GSA also awarded 12 vendors a spot on the blanket purchase agreement for infrastructure as a service. The 12 vendors will be among the first to actually go through this FedRAMP process. Now, one vendor tells me GSA actually recently added about 30 new requirements for the moderate level certification under that infrastructure as a service contract. And I'm told by that, and therefore, that's just an additional step these vendors now have to take.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another source also tells me that the addition came because of the changes to the FedRAMP requirements. So as you see, there's a bit of a snowball effect that's happening. They got a lot of comments from vendors. They're trying to work them in. They're trying to get a consensus between three really agencies that have a lot to say about security issues, DOD, DHS, and GSA. And then it kind of flows down to the vendors. So all this is that's where this delay, this more time than needed is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many of the 12 infrastructure contract holders were actually pretty close to being ready to go, and agencies actually are waiting as well. Let me give you an example. The Homeland Security Department put out a request for quote back in May to move their public websites to the cloud. And one requirement inside the RFQ was that the winning vendor would have to be certified under FedRAMP within 120 days. Well, that's going to be pretty tough if GSA, DHS, and DOD don't finalize the requirements until August, and then you have to go through this whole FedRAMP process.
All right, so we have this delay that's not technically a delay, and we have all of these other issues that you're talking about. What is going to be the exact holdup on the cloud deployment?
I think the impact's going to be twofold. First, the delay in moving agencies to the cloud will be more costly, and it's going to, you know, because agencies are waiting for vendors to go through FedRAMP.
Mm-hmm.
But second, I think maybe even more importantly, it will cause agencies really to approve vendor cloud services to use on their networks. For instance, certain agencies already have given what they call an authority to operate. And they may not fully meet FedRAMP standards, so therefore they're open to potential security holes. Now, Jaspal Sagu is the chief technology officer at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Our problem is that the certification and accreditation is extremely lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's lengthy within the agency, let alone accepting a CNA outside of the agency, either within the department or from an external entity. So that still needs to be resolved, and I know there's some various bodies that are looking at that. But from a procurement perspective, we've been struggling for the last 2 or 3 months in how to provide a common vehicle, and what we ended up, we're looking at GSA Schedule 70, we're looking at all of the vendors that have already gone through the FedRAMP process or about to go through the FedRAMP process as our baseline, and we will offer that as the list of vendors that initially we will approve within the department.
That is Jaspal Sagu. He's the chief technology officer at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. What else security-wise are the agencies looking at in addition to FedRAMP when it comes to the cloud?
There's two other guidances on the way. DHS, through the CIO Council, is leading the development of a new cloud risk management guidelines. Earl Crane's the director of the Cybersecurity Strategy Division in the DHS CIO office, and he leads the development of this security document. He says the 130-page guidance focuses on the top 20 considerations for securing agency cloud services. So basically, no matter what type of cloud services an agency buys, software as a service, infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, they're all going to require specific decisions based on security, visibility, responsibility. Now, the idea behind this is they look at everything from identity management to service level agreements, to records management, to privacy issues. They really try to step through, and they want industry now to eventually come back and say, okay, we can help you solve those challenges.
Mm-hmm.
The other guidance that's coming out is from NIST, and actually it's less of a security roadmap or a security document than more of a just a cloud computing roadmap. Mm-hmm. It also includes technology. Dawn Leaf is NIST senior executive for cloud computing, and she says the roadmap will address both strategic and tactical issues that agencies consider, and will provide standards for technology, definitions for cloud computing components. So it's going to be a much broader document than just security, but obviously security will play a big role in it.
All right, you're going to load up federalnewsradio.com with more on this, aren't you?
Absolutely, and of course on the Federal Drive tomorrow with Tom Temin and Amy Moore.